With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Today is the 100th birthday of the National Park Service. To celebrate, Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell visited Glacier National Park this morning. Nikki Ouellette caught up with her and her entourage at Logan Pass.
Climate change was the focus of Secretary Jewell's visit to Glacier, a focus strongly emphasized by Park Superintendent Jeff Mao.
You could call it the leading edge, maybe even the bleeding edge of climate change in terms of impacts to the park.
Jewell spent the morning on a red bus tour along Going to the Sun Road and hiked the Hidden Lake Trail from Logan Pass with a throng of scientists, park managers, and conservation partners. At stops along the way, the secretary highlighted partnerships forged between Glacier National Park and local groups and agencies that are working together to mitigate the effects of a changing climate.
Even though the parks have limited boundaries, their reach goes far beyond those boundaries.
The Park Service's centennial celebrations continue in Yellowstone National Park tonight, where Secretary Jewell will talk about the Park Service's next 100 years. From Apgar Village, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Montana officials say 9 counties have reached severe drought status, and 11 more are under a drought alert. The counties in severe drought are Teton, Lewis and Clark, Powell, Missoula, Sweetgrass, Stillwater, Carbon, and Yellowstone. The 7 counties put on alert status today are Broadwater, Jefferson, Silverbow, Granite, Mineral, Park, and Bighorn. 45 residences are still under evacuation orders due to the Copper King fire burning near Thompson Falls. 135 more homes are under pre-evacuation warning. That fire is now over 21,000 acres in size. Fire Information Officer Christy Powers.
What we're most concerned about is just keeping that southern flank from growing near any populated areas.
Officials hope to take advantage of the continued mild weather today to mop up and strengthen their lines. The south entrance to Yellowstone National Park is still closed due to the Berry Fire, burning north of Jackson Lake. That fire is now over 12,000 acres in size. A new management team has taken over the Maple Fire, burning on 30,000 acres near West Yellowstone. There will be a community meeting tonight in West Yellowstone at 6 o'clock at the Church of Latter-day Saints. Organizers of a ballot initiative that aims to immediately reverse new restrictions to medical marijuana distribution in Montana may have inadvertently set their cause back by half a year. The initiative seeks, in part, to lift a restriction that goes into effect next week, limiting marijuana providers to a maximum of 3 registered patients. Organizers estimate that limitation will leave more than 12,000 patients without providers. The text of their initiative says the 3-patient limit would not be lifted until June 30th. Instead of immediately after the election if voters pass it, as they intended. The Montana Secretary of State's office says 2 more presidential candidates have qualified for November's election ballot. State officials said today that supporters of the Green Party's Jill Stein and Rocky De La Fuente of the American Delta Party each turned in more than the required 5,000 signatures to place their candidates on the ballot. Montana's Secretary of State Linda McCullough certified the 2016 election ballot today. This year, voters will select a new slate of officers for the 5 statewide land board seats. That includes the positions of governor, attorney general, secretary of state, state auditor, and superintendent of public instruction. The contests for governor and secretary of state are 3-party races that include libertarian candidates. Voters will also decide the U.S. House race between incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke and Democrat Denise Juno, as well as libertarian Mike Fellows. Zinke and Juno will debate twice next week on the Fort Peck Reservation and in Billings. Fellows will join the debate in Billings. 4 statewide ballot issues are up for vote this November. They include proposals to expand access to medical marijuana, prohibit animal trapping on public lands, increase funds and research for brain disease, and ensure the rights of crime victims. The Secretary of State's office announced this morning that along with the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian parties qualifying as presidential candidates, members of the Green Party and the American Delta Party will also be on the ballot. A link to more information about this year's elections can be found at our website, mtpr.org. Both fire and ice briefly hindered travel into Yellowstone National Park on the National Park Service's centennial anniversary. Authorities closed a portion of the Beartooth Highway last night due to snow and ice from a summer snowstorm. Crews cleared the roadway and reopened it this morning. The popular 2-lane mountain highway runs from Red Lodge over the Beartooth Pass to Yellowstone's northeast entrance. At the other end of the park, a wildfire has closed a portion of the road leading to Yellowstone's south entrance since Monday. Visitors heading to today's celebration and concert in Yellowstone from the south face an hour-long detour into Idaho. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.